This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 47. Why so many people say content is king. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because people always think that content is king. And today we're going to talk about why people continue to believe that content is king. We're going to talk about why everybody says content is king. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. So, those of you that are just listening to Grumpy SEO Guy for the first time, welcome. Those of you that have been listening to Grumpy SEO Guy for a long time, well, you already know that content is not king. But like I said, we're going to talk about why everybody always says it is. Why can you not look up anything on the internet about how to do SEO without getting tons of content is king recommendations and suggestions and all of that other stuff that does not matter? So we're not going to talk about why content isn't king because, well, that's what most of the other episodes focus on. But let me give you a super quick summary just to bring you up to speed, okay? Content does not matter when it comes to SEO. It matters for humans. It matters for people. It matters for conversions. It matters for making sure your website is good and not annoying. But none of those things have anything to do with where your keywords actually appear in the results, okay? Now, that's all I'm gonna say about that for now. I have many other episodes that explore that concept in detail. Now, anybody just joining us, let me give you a quick overview of what content actually does and what actually is king instead, okay? All content does is helps provide relevancy to your website. Relevancy just means, what is my website about? What is the subject of my website? Is it about blue widgets? Is it about something else? What is my website about? That's all content does as far as search engine optimization goes. Now, relevancy can also be provided off page. In fact, your website can be relevant for something that is not even on your website. You can rank for keywords that do not even appear on your website. And we have episodes about that too. Those episodes, if you want to listen to them, are episode 30, which is called What is the Difference Between Topical Authority, which is also called Relevancy, and Authority, and episode 29, which is called What is Anchor Text and Why is it Important? Or How to Rank Any Website for Any Keyword. But all content does is provide some relevancy for your website. Content can do one other thing from a search engine optimization perspective. It can give you what is called a keyword stuffing penalty if you don't do a good job writing your content. Keyword stuffing penalty is when you have your keywords in the content too often. So if you say, blue widgets are fun because they are blue and they are widgets. And if you go to the blue widget store and look for blue widgets, then if you buy blue widgets, you will have a different blue widget. Like that kind of, don't write like that. That's just bad. That worked like 30 years ago, but it doesn't work anymore, so just stop it. Okay, that's all content does. From an SEO viewpoint, that is all content does. Now, content helps viewers, content helps visitors, content makes people like your website, it makes people stay on your website if you have good content, right? But content does not help you rank by itself. There is no way for the search engines to tell the difference between good content and bad content, between useful content and useless content, and between helpful content and unhelpful content. The only thing content does from an SEO perspective, assuming you don't have a penalty, is provides some relevancy. That is it. So, what ranks then? Why do you rank? You rank because you have authority. And as I've talked about in many episodes, authority comes from backlinks from authoritative websites. So a super quick differentiation between those two. Authority answers the question of where does my website rank? Okay, am I number one? Am I number eight? Where do I rank? Well, the more authority you have, the higher you rank. Relevancy answers the question of will my website rank? If your website is not relevant for a search term, it's not going to show up in the results. So if your website is not about blue widgets, you're not going to show up in the search results when somebody searches for blue widgets. It should be pretty apparent. But even if you're relevant, if you don't have enough authority, you're not going to show up where you want to be in the search results. So one more time, authority answers the question, where do I rank? Relevancy answers the question, will I rank? And last comment about that, do not be confused by some people who call relevancy topical authority. Recently, there's a new buzzword in SEO, and it's topical authority, and it just means relevancy. It's the same thing that has been around for 14 years at least, because relevancy has been a thing since I've been doing SEO, and that's been about 14 years. They didn't discover anything new. Don't buy any courses that talk about topical authority is the new secret ingredient. No, it's not. It's relevancy. I literally have two episodes that explain all you need to know about relevancy. So listen to those. They are episode 29, which is called What is Anchor Text and Why is it Important? Or How to Rank Any Website for Any Keyword? And episode 30, which is called What is the Difference Between Topical Authority, Relevancy, and Authority? That's all I want to say. Just in case you hear somebody talking about topical authority, all they mean is relevancy. They're just trying to sound fancy. Okay, so that's how you rank. Now, let's talk about content is king. Let's talk about it because most people think it, and I cannot tell you how many questions I see and how many questions I get that are somehow related to content, and people think that content is the answer to their SEO problems. Let me state for the record, unless you have a penalty, changing your content is not the solution to your SEO problems. If you are not at the top of the search engines, changing your content is not going to make you go to the top of the search engines. If you are not at the top of the search engines, adding more and more and more and more content about the same thing is not going to get you to the top of the search engines. Okay, if you have 10 posts about blue widgets and you're trying to rank for blue widgets and you're not ranking, adding 10 or 50 or 100 more posts about blue widgets is not going to get you to the top of the search engines for blue widgets. Why? Because content doesn't build authority, and authority is what ranks. Now, the answer to that problem is getting backlinks from authoritative websites. Okay, it is not creating more content. There's two exceptions to that, and I'm gonna mention them here because people always make a big deal out of these exceptions, but these are exceptions because they almost never happen. Exception number one, if you don't have any competition, then you don't need backlinks and you don't need authority. All you need is relevancy. One article about a keyword with zero search results, okay, will get you to the top of the search engines because there's only one site that will exist on the entire internet and it will be yours. So you'll be at the top of the search engines. The second exception is if you have enough authority that it doesn't even matter anymore, okay? Listen, if you're Amazon.com and you publish a new webpage, you don't need to build backlinks to that webpage because you're Amazon.com, okay? Wikipedia, when they put out a new article, they don't need to build backlinks to it. Do you want to know why? Because they're Wikipedia and they have heaps of authority, okay? But for everyone else in the world, for regular people with normal websites like me and you, no, we need authority. We don't need more content. Now that we've gone way too far into this, because literally everything that I just said is explained in detail on other episodes. I'm just bringing you up to speed. Let's talk about why people think content is king. Okay, I want to kind of look at what content is king means, because some people just say, oh, content is king, but they don't provide any context to that. They're like, well, content is king. Well, if somebody told me content is king and nothing else, I would think, oh, well, I should probably just write really good content. Yeah, that's probably what they mean. Huh, okay. Look, content by itself does not cause you to rank. Search engines cannot tell if it's good or bad. All the other things that I talked about, content by itself does not cause you to rank. Authority causes you to rank. Since it is not possible to get authority from content, content cannot possibly cause you to rank. The search engines do not read your content and say, "This is quite good content. Here is some authority." It doesn't work that way. So, in order to explain what content is king means, the very short answer, okay, and we're going to look further into this, okay? The very short answer is this: good content is more likely to get you backlinks. Now, I'm going to say this one more time. Good content is more likely to get you backlinks. Now, people generally link to good quality content, and they generally won't link to bad quality content. So by itself, content is king just means good quality content is more likely to get you backlinks, which means you are more likely to rank. That's all it means. Now, let's just picture something for a second. I want you to imagine that there are no SEO consultants and there are no SEO agencies, okay? So the internet is exactly like it is now, but there are no SEO consultants and there are no SEO agencies, okay? For example, those of you who use the internet in the mid-90s, okay, just remember how the internet was back then, okay? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've been an internet user since before it was cool to be on the internet. If some of you remember bulletin boards, like back before the internet, okay? Like, I mean, before even AOL, okay? Do you guys remember AOL? Before AOL, there was something called bulletin boards, and you had to call in with your modem. It was awesome. Anyways, so I'm just gonna like describe something, because I think this will help you understand why people say content is king. So in the 90s, not everybody was on the internet like today. The internet was a very different place. And I would say, with the exception of high-speed internet, the internet of the 90s was much better than it is today. There weren't ads everywhere. Nobody was trying to sell you nonsense everywhere you went. And the only people that were online were basically technically savvy people, or people who for some reason thought that computers were neat. So basically, for the most part, everybody was nice and helpful, and the internet existed to provide helpful information. So depending on what bulletin board you were on, or maybe you were on IRC, you know, what did people do? They chatted and they exchanged files and music and games. And maybe you're not supposed to exchange games because of copyright, but people still did, and they were helping each other. The internet of the 90s was a very helpful place where people made websites, very basic websites, by the way, but they made websites to provide useful information to other people. So if somebody had a good website, they would probably get backlinks. Now remember, backlinks didn't count back in the day like they did now, but I'm doing this just to describe to you the way it worked. So if somebody had a helpful website back in the 90s, they'd probably get a lot of backlinks. Why? Well, this website helped them, they assume it would help you too. I had a website back in the 90s, and I had links to the most random things on it that I found interesting. And do you know why I put those links there? Because I thought they were neat, and maybe another person would think they were neat too, okay? So a different way of saying that is those websites that I linked to had good content, okay? They were useful. They were useful to me. I assumed they would be useful to you too, so I put links on there, okay? That's the only way I can describe it. So the websites that became popular were the websites that had a lot of links. Now, this isn't an SEO thing, because remember, this is like the 90s and SEO was different. But people knew about websites because everybody linked to them. Why did people link to them? Because they were good websites that provided helpful content. That's 100% the reason anybody... There was no, "Hey, can I buy a link from you? It will help my SEO." No, people linked to good quality websites and they didn't link to bad quality websites. Okay, so I want you to imagine the internet is exactly like it is today, but there's no SEO consultants and there's no SEO agencies. In other words, there's nobody out there artificially changing the positioning of websites, which, by the way, is what SEO agencies and SEO consultants do. As I've said in many other episodes, the purpose of SEO is to manipulate the search engine rankings, okay? Literally 100%, that is what SEO does. Don't argue about black hat and white hat and this and that. I don't care if you're being the whitest hat possible. Even if all you're doing is adding a title tag to your HTML code, that's still SEO and that is still manipulation, okay? So let's not have a discussion about whether it's manipulation or not, because the purpose of SEO is to get websites to the top of the search engines. Now, remember, in this example, there are no SEO agencies and there are no SEO consultants. So the only people who get backlinks are people with good quality content, because why would you link to somebody with unhelpful content? Hey guys, look at this website. It's terrible. Ha ha ha. Like, no. Nobody would do that. That would be dumb. But what would happen is people would only link to good quality websites that were useful to them, because maybe they're useful to other people too. Okay, that is conceptually what content is king means. Okay, if you have good content, you are more likely to get backlinks. If you are more likely to get backlinks, you are more likely to rank better, because that's how SEO works. Now, obviously, I'm talking about quality backlinks. I'm not talking about just getting as many as possible. That doesn't really benefit you at all anymore. But do you understand the point? So content is king means write good content, because good content means you are more likely to get backlinks. And if you get backlinks, there's a good chance that you will rank better than you do now. That's all it means. Now, of course, SEO consultants and SEO agencies are there, which means content is king is not enough, because even if you have the greatest content in the world, somewhere there is an SEO consultant manipulating the ranks of your competition and they're outranking you. So it's not enough. You can have the best content in the world and nobody's going to find it. And even though you have the best content in the world, you're not showing up in the results for anything. People don't find your website. Nobody backlinks to you because they can't find you and you don't rank for anything. That's why SEO consultants and SEO agencies exist. Now, let's look a little bit more at content is king. Most people who say content is king say it for one of a few reasons. Number one, they actually think that it's true, and they think that somehow if you write good content, you will rank better. They think that content is a ranking factor, which, as we established in the episode before this one, it is not a ranking factor, but they think that somehow writing good content makes you rank better, as if the search engines find your content and assign you authority based on how good the content is. It's not true. There are so many people that say content is king that I actually think that some of them might think it's true. Literally everybody says it. Not everybody, I don't say it, but like most people say it. I don't know. Anyways, number two reason that people say content is king: scammy SEO agencies who are trying to get you to pay them to write content under the false premise and lie that it will help your rankings. Unless you are Wikipedia or Amazon or somebody with that much authority, content is not the answer to your SEO problem. I just read a post on Reddit, and I'm not gonna mention the username, because I don't know, maybe they don't want to be mentioned. This person made a post and they said something like, is our SEO agency scamming us, or something along those lines. This person said they were paying their SEO agency $8,000 a month to publish 3 articles on the client's website. So the SEO agency was writing 3 articles a month, which would be posted on the website of the client. Basically, it was creating content. Okay. They also said something else that I'm going to tell you about in a minute, but they said $8,000 a month for them to write 3 articles. Yeah, they are ripping you off. I replied to that person, and I think the first thing I said was, if you're at the top of the search engines, then they're doing a good job. But I really don't think that that person is at the top of the search engines, because content isn't going to improve your rank unless you're Amazon or Wikipedia, in which case you don't need to hire an SEO company. So probably they're just ripping them off. But look, this is what happens. So many SEO agencies, many of the SEO agencies that I've visited and spoken with, because remember, I used to live in a very tech-heavy city on the West Coast. I know a lot of SEO agencies in real life, okay? Most of them are like, oh yeah, we just write really good content for our clients. Guess what? That's why you can't keep a client, because you can't get them to the top of the search engines. But this lie continues that, oh, content is king. The solution to your SEO problem is to write content. No, it's not. There is literally no content you can write that will make a search engine think, well, this site is excellent. We should definitely get them to the top of the search engines. That is not how SEO works. But there are plenty of lying charlatan SEO agencies who sell the lie that content is king and say, oh, we'll just write really good content for you. And then months later, guess what? They're still not ranking because content doesn't do anything from an SEO perspective except provide relevancy, and relevancy is not the answer to your problem. So that's the next reason that people say it, because it's a good way to rip people off and scam them for $8,000 a month. Okay, while I'm on that topic, this person on Reddit also said, and I'm going to do an entire episode on this because this subject keeps coming up and it's making me go crazy. Okay. This person also said that some of their Fortune 500 competitors use this same SEO agency. Okay. There are so many things wrong with that statement. First of all, I'm going to briefly address this here because I'm so irritated that this keeps happening in the SEO industry. First of all, number one, most SEO agencies lie about their clients, okay? Because they think that it makes them sound good to list these like big companies on their homepage. Like, our clients include Microsoft and Apple and IBM. Yeah, no, they don't. First of all, no, they don't. Okay, second of all, I'm not even getting into it now. Just no, they don't. Okay, second of all, even if those were their clients, which they're not, but even if they were those clients, that doesn't mean they did a good job. Getting a client doesn't mean you're good at SEO. It means you can sell, okay? Just because you had IBM as a client, and you didn't have IBM as a client, by the way, but just because you had IBM as a client doesn't mean you got good results. You could have completely destroyed their ranking, and then you're going to go put IBM on your homepage, or clients include IBM. Okay, no, they don't. Anyways, third thing, real SEO agencies do not post a list of their clients because it is a literal conflict of interest. Every single client we have had. Okay, let me say it like this. 10 years ago, I used to ask our clients, hey, can I post you on our homepage? We have case studies. By the way, case studies should all be verified by a third party, but that's a different story. We have case studies. Can we list you on our homepage? Every single client said no. And I recently posted this on Reddit, this concept, and somebody replied and they said, well, maybe if you had a better relation with your clients, they would say yes. No, they were at the top of the search engines for years. We had the best relationship possible with them. Like, you don't get a better relationship with a client than having a client at the top of the search engines for years. That's the reason they hired you. You can't get better than the top of the search engines. So no, the problem is not that we had a bad relationship with our clients. The problem is they don't want their competition knowing who their SEO agency is. That is a huge deal in the SEO industry, okay? So I don't know how else to explain it. So first of all, this guy said that many of his Fortune 500 competition is using the same agency. And like, that is supposed to mean that this agency is good because other Fortune 500 companies are using them. Okay, fine. Like, whatever. Let's assume they're not lying about their clients. Okay, whatever. That's fine. But the fact that an agency would work with two competitors in the same industry is so incredibly shady. I cannot even begin to describe it. I can almost guarantee you that that's not the case, and somebody in this story is lying about who is actually working with whom. Because I can almost guarantee you that if you're getting exceptional results from an SEO agency, you are not going to tell your competition, nor are you going to let them put you on their website because you don't want your competition to know. Why would you want your competition to know? That's literally like reducing your market share. Why? No company would ever do that ever. Okay. Now I'm done with this topic because I'm going to do a separate episode on it. Anyway. Oh, and the other thing I was going to say was, I literally stopped asking our clients if we could post them on our homepage with the case studies because 100% of them said no. Literally not a single client said, yes, we can do it. Again, these guys were at the top of the search engines for years. They're extraordinarily happy with our work, and they would not let us do it. Now, of course, we do have case studies, but case studies, you have to sign an NDA before we share them with you. Otherwise, the identifying information has been redacted. That's a whole other story, too. Maybe I'll talk more about that later. Anyways, the reason people say content is king is so they can lie to you and scam you by selling you overpriced SEO content writing services that don't do anything for your ranking. And wait for it, what's the purpose of SEO? To get to the top of the search engines. So if content is not the way to get to the top of the search engines, why are you paying an SEO agency to write content for you? I don't know, but if anybody wants to pay $8,000 a month for 3 articles, hello@grumpyseoguy.com. I'll do it for $7,000, but you're still going to be wasting your money because content is not the answer to your problem. But send me an email. More than happy to do it for you. Okay. Also, I'm joking. Don't do that because what an absolute waste of money that would be for you. If you want to pay me $7,000 a month to get you to the top of the search engines, we'll talk. But it's not going to be from writing content, like most likely, unless you're Amazon or Wikipedia. And if you're Amazon or Wikipedia, you probably don't need SEO in the first place. So this is logic that's not going anywhere. Okay, next topic. The other reason that people say content is king is because people do not want you to know that the search engine results can be manipulated. If a search engine has a reputation that content is king, well, people are going to be like, well, it must be pretty cool. I guess I'm going to get good quality results if I use this search engine. If a search engine is known for being manipulated, nobody's going to trust it and they're going to stop using it. And if people stop using it, what's going to happen? People are going to stop clicking ads. And if people stop clicking ads, what's going to happen? They're going to stop making money. And whoa, that's a problem for the search engines. So it's in their best interest to make you believe that content is king. But for the most part, content is not king. Content can get you a penalty if you do it wrong. Content can provide relevancy to your website. Remember, what is relevancy? What is the topic of your website? What does this website discuss? That is all relevancy means. Relevancy is almost never the answer to the question, why am I not ranking? Authority is almost always the answer to the question, why am I not ranking? The way to get authority is to get backlinks from authoritative websites. It is not content. It is not on-page stuff. It is not H1 tags. It is not author bios. It is not site loading speed. Those things do not build authority. Authority is what ranks. Authority comes from backlinks from authoritative websites. Now, anybody telling you that content is king, I hope you know the fact that they're either confused or they're trying to scam you. Okay. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is GrumpySEOGuy. You can visit the GrumpySEOGuy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about the helpful content update.